It's Heather and Maeve, two of the youth services librarians at Crow, Maine, and we're back to share some fun stuff for back to school. Do you have any picture book recommendations to help kids on their first day of school or to show them what they can expect?
Yeah, I do. Let's start with like preschool and kindergarten, because that's a huge adjustment for kids. So the first one we recommend is The King of Kindergarten by Derek Barnes. And this is about a confident little boy who takes pride in his first day of kindergarten. It is an absolutely great book. Highly recommend it.
I totally love that one too. I also have First Aid Critter Jitters by John Jory. This one's a reassuring picture book that stars adorable animal illustrations. Each animal is nervous for a different reason, but their worries are soothed as they work through their first day of school together.
Oh, that sounds so nice. And I know the illustrations on that one are by Liz Climo, I think is how you say her last name. And yeah, she does a lot of great comics, so adults might recognize the illustrator on this story. Another title about kindergarten is Kindergarten Hat by Janet Lawler. And this is about a young boy who's scared to start kindergarten, but a special teacher with an amazing hat helps give him the confidence to start the school year with a smile.
That sounds like such a delight and just a perfect gentle read. And speaking of gentle reads, I also definitely have to recommend Rosie Goes to Preschool by Karen Katz. It presents a clear outline of what children can expect at preschool.
How nice. Karen Katz is huge. If you find any book by her, it's going to be great. Another one about going to preschool is Pearl Goes to Preschool, and this is by Julie Fortenberry. Now, in this one, Pearl loves attending dance classes, but she's nervous about starting preschool. This one is so sweet and so reassuring about like beginning school.
Oh, I love that it mixes in like kind of a hobby in with preschool. That's like a perfect kind of bridge book.
Yeah.
So we also have Preschool Here I Come by David Steinberg, which is a celebration of all the landmark moments of preschool written in the form of poems. It's sweet and gentle and such a nice book.
Very nice. All right, now those ones were focusing on starting school, but specifically preschool and kindergarten. We're gonna kind of move into do you have any suggestions on maybe students who have just moved into a new town or going to a new school?
I totally do. So the first one we have for you is The Day You Begin by Jacqueline Woodson. This is a beautiful picture book about finding the courage to make connections when you feel scared and alone.
I loved this one. And I also love the next one that I'm going to recommend, which is We Don't Eat Our Classmates by Ryan T. Higgins. This one is definitely like a silly book. It's about Penelope, a dinosaur, as she prepares for her first day of school. She doesn't make a great first impression when she eats her classmates, but she quickly learns how to navigate kindergarten.
I am so completely obsessed with that book. Anytime I go to visit classrooms, I tend to bring this one, and all grades like it. So it's such a fun one. I mean, I haven't used it with upper elementary or middle school, but the elementaries that love this book.
Oh, yeah.
And we also have All Welcome Here by James Preller. This one is a celebration of the first day of school from the perspective of many different students. This story is written in connected haiku poems, and it is just so amazing. All right, so for some kids, the first day of school might be a little bit different and they might be homeschooled. So Maeve, I know that you were homeschooled. Do you have any resources or tips for parents who are just starting to homeschool?
Yeah, we have a huge parenting collection on our youth floor, and there are some homeschooling books in there as well. So if you are completely new to homeschooling, we recommend Homeschooling 101, A Guide to Getting Started by Erica Arndt. Now, this is a great introduction to homeschooling and is essentially a step-by-step guide to choosing curriculum, creating lesson plans, and structuring your day.
That sounds so fantastic. I love that. We also have one called Home Learning Year by Rebecca Rupp. And it's another introduction to homeschooling, but it dives more deeply into the individual grades and curriculum to use for each one. It's such a great resource.
Totally. Now, the last one that we're recommending is Extraordinary Parenting, The Essential Guide to Parenting and Educating at Home by Eloise Rickman. Now, this one is less about the curriculum and more about the atmosphere that you create in homeschooling. The focus is on preparing yourself, your child, your day, and your space to get the most out of homeschooling. Now, these are just three titles that we have in our parenting collection, but we do have more, and we're always happy to get other ones from other libraries too. All right, let's move into some independent readers. Do you have any recommendations for books about the first day of school or stories that take place in school?
Absolutely. We have so many school stories. So we'll start with like our J fiction readers, elementary school age. And the first one, of course, is My Weird School by Dan Gutman. This one has been popular for so many years. And if you're not familiar, it's just super silly stories that are perfect for brand new independent readers.
I love those. They're so silly. Another series of books is Sideways Stories from Wayside School. These are by Lewis Sacker. And this book features chapters told from different characters' perspectives who either teach at or attend Wayside School. They're very similar to My Weird School. They're a funny book that is perfect for elementary readers.
So I also have to mention Frindle by Andrew Clemens, and it's about a boy named Nick. Is he a troublemaker? Well, he doesn't think so, but other people definitely do. One day he gets the brilliant idea to have fun with words and starts calling pens Frindle. While he intends for this to just be a joke, it quickly spreads throughout the country and he finds himself in a mess he could have never imagined.
I loved this one. It is so hilarious. Highly recommended, clearly by both of us. We also recommend Fish in the Tree by Linda Mulley Hunt. This one's about Allie, and she's done a great job of fooling everyone around her. While she can't read, everyone thinks that she can. When her new teacher, Mr. Daniels, begins to see that there is more to Allie's troublemaking persona than meets the eye, Allie discovers that maybe her dyslexia isn't something to be ashamed of, but rather just something that is unique about her. Kids who also have dyslexia or those who are wondering what it's like will really enjoy Allie's story. Now, this one for me personally was eye-opening to what it's like to have dyslexia.
Yeah, I totally agree. It was just such a moving book and just so, so good.
Yeah.
So we'll move into tween, and Fish in a Tree is kind of one of those ones that like straddles the line between J fiction and tween. So the first one, we gotta recommend the middle school series by James Patterson. He has so many series. This one is specifically about middle school, and it is laugh out loud funny and is just perfect for kids who want to read something hilarious.
Yeah, the next one that I recommend, it's a little different than the middle school series, but it's still a series. It's the Track series by Jason Reynolds. And the first book is about Ghost. It's called Ghost, and it follows Castle Crenshaw, but his nickname is Ghost. And we follow him through middle school. While he's always loved basketball, the track coach notices his amazing speed and talks him into joining the track team. But there's one very huge problem. Ghost can sometimes get very angry, and he tries to outrun his past. So if you like more sad, realistic stories, we recommend checking this one out.
I just love Jason Reynolds so much. I can't speak like more highly of him. He's one of my favorites. So we also have All's Fair in Middle School by Victoria Jamieson. And you might recognize the author's name as the author of Roller Girl. But this one features 11-year-old Imogene, or Impy, and she's grown up with two parents working at the Renaissance Fair. She's very eager to begin her training as a squire. But first, though, she'll need to prove her bravery. Luckily, Impy has just the quest in mind. She'll go to public school after a life of being homeschooled. But it's not easy to act like a noble knight in training in middle school. Impy falls in with a group of girls who seem really nice until they don't, and starts to be embarrassed of her thrift shop apparel, her family's unusual lifestyle, and their small, messy apartment. Impy has always thought of herself as a heroic knight, but when she does something really mean in order to fit in, she begins to wonder whether she might be more of a dragon after all. This book really explores, you know, what it means to be yourself.
I, especially as someone who is homeschooled, I love this one. And I definitely think that if we have some homeschooling families in our, that come to Crow Mane District Library, I think they'll really enjoy this one too. So the next book that we recommend is Harbor Me by Jacqueline Woodson. Now this book features six seemingly very different kids as they meet at school each week to talk about their lives. As they share their stories, the group is brought even closer together. This is a very powerful empathy building book that is perfect for realistic fiction fans.
I love everything Jacqueline Woodson writes. She's so wonderful.
Oh, yes.
All right. So we're going to move into older kids who may have just moved, are starting a new school, and the characters might be going through a similar transition. Do you have any recommendations for those kids?
Oh, definitely. And like similar to our last segment where we divided into J fiction and tween fiction, we're going to do the same thing here. And we're going to start with J fiction. So books that are good for elementary students. Now, the first book I recommend is El Defo by Cece Bell. This is a graphic novel. And in this graphic novel, the main character who uses hearing aids imagines herself as El Defo, a superhero with extraordinary powers. This one is amazing. Highly recommend it.
Yeah, it's so good. I just love that one too. So the next one we have to recommend is Ways to Make Sunshine by Renee Watson. Even though Ryan and her family have faced some setbacks, she is determined to make sunshine wherever she goes. Ryan is a super relatable, imperfect character that kids will absolutely adore.
Oh, yes. So amazing. Adults will adore them as well, as an adult who's read this story.
Agreed.
The other book that we recommend for elementary students is Save Me a Seat by Sarah Weeks. Now, this is about Joe and Robbie, and while they might be from very different places, they're both stuck in the same place, school. Joe's lived in the same town all his life and was doing just fine until his best friend moved away and left him on his own. And Robbie's family just moved to America from India, and he's finding it pretty hard to figure out where he fits in. Joe and Robbie don't think they have anything in common, but soon enough they have a common enemy, the biggest bully in their class, and a common mission to take control of their lives over the course of a single crazy week.
That sounds like such a great read. I gotta add it to my list. So we'll move into tween. And the first one I want to recommend is My Life as a Potato by Arianne Costner. This is one of the funniest books I've read so far this year. So Ben just relocated to Ohio from LA when his dad accepts a new job, and he couldn't be more blah about it. Even worse, the school mascot is the Spud, an Idaho staple, which certainly doesn't elicit fear in anyone. When Ben is trying to impress his new friends, he launches a hot dog across the cafeteria. He's caught doing this, and he receives the worst punishment ever. He has to wear the potato suit at basketball games for 2 weeks, since the hot dog incident led to a slip and sprained ankle with the normal mascot. This book is totally wholesome and super hilarious. Even reluctant readers, I think, will really enjoy it just because it's really silly. And you can just really relate to Ben as he tries to navigate, you know, secrets in school. He deals with his first crushes, etc. Highly recommend this one.
That sounds hilarious. I also recommend The Donut Fix by Jesse Janowitz. This is about Josh, who is super unhappy when his parents inform him and his sisters that they'll be moving from New York City to a very small town named Petersville. When they finally make the move, Josh is bored out of his mind, and his parents have decided he won't start school until January. They assign Josh a project of his choice. When he stumbles on a local business advertising the world's best chocolate cream donuts, the but then realized that there are no donuts to be had, he decides to create a donut business using the owner of the store's recipe. This is a very cute, lighthearted book that focused on being a kid entrepreneur and forming new relationships with folks when you move to a new town. If you're looking for something light and funny, definitely check this one out.
Yeah, that read was just so cute. I loved the little raccoon on the cover as well.
So cute.
Yeah. So the next book is the first book in a series too. And this one is called Absolutely Truly by Heather Vogel Frederick. And this is about a girl named Truly, and her dad was just discharged from the army because he unfortunately lost a limb. And so she and her family relocate to Pumpkin Falls, and her family tries to save the local bookstore. There's also a mystery afoot as Truly and her new friends try to find the secret messages hidden in some letters. This book is very character-driven, and mystery fans will really enjoy it.
Ooh, that one sounds good. The next book I recommend is 365 Days to Alaska by Kathy Carr, and this is about Rigel. After her parents announce they are getting divorced, Rigel, her mother, and her sisters leave Alaska and go to live with their grandmother in Connecticut. Rigel grows and changes throughout the year, and her struggles to fit in as the new kid in town are wholly believable. If you've ever moved, struggled to fit in, or felt like you were constantly being misunderstood, you'll definitely find comfort in this book.
Yeah, this book was just so relatable, just so good. And speaking of kind of relatable books where you have struggles fitting in, I definitely have to mention The First Rule of Punk by Celia C. Perez. It's about this girl named Malu who finds herself moving to Chicago with her mom, far away from Florida, where her dad, whom she feels like she has the most in common with, lives. Malu's mom wants her to act like a señorita and to embrace her Mexican culture, but Maku does not feel ladylike at all and considers herself to be punk. Will she finally find people who understand her in Chicago? This book was super well paced, and it's perfect for creative, expressive kids who may feel like outsiders at school. And if they're into punk music, they'll like this book even more.
Oh yeah, I would love it if someone picked this up because I love punk music.
Same.
Next up, we have Write as Rain by Lindsay Stoddard. And this is a book about that deals with like grief after an unexpected death. So the main character, their family moves from their small country town to New York City. And the main character believes the death was her fault. And as her family begins to fall apart, she feels as if she is to blame. Now, this is a really great book, and readers will be engaged in the story throughout.
Definitely a good one. Very sad, but Lindsay Stoddard, her stuff is often really sad, but amazing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. And then we also have the next great Polly Fink by Allie Benjamin. And this one is about Caitlin Breen, who starts school as a complete outsider at Tiny Mitchell School in rural Vermont. Her seventh grade class has only 10 other kids who have known each other since kindergarten. But what no one knows is that Polly Fink, the class clown and troublemaker, is gone this year. As Caitlin navigates seventh grade and tries to understand Polly, she learns a lot about herself too. This is such a great book. For some reason, when I read it, I kept thinking of The Big Green, that movie from the 90s. I don't know what it was about it that made me think of it, but I loved this one.
Oh, nice. Now we're going to switch topics a little bit and move from book recommendations to some homework helper recommendations. Now, we have some resources that we know will help you with your schoolwork. So we're just going to list them off. And if you ever have questions about them, you can always come see us in the library or call us, and we'd be happy to explain them to you.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll kick it off with some foreign language recommendations. And we just got a new database called Transparent Language Online. So if you're looking to grow or practice your knowledge with foreign language, definitely check that one out.
Yeah, if you're looking for some help on some like facts and just looking for some like encyclopedic entries, we recommend Melcat. They have a ton of resources like World Books and Pebble Go that have a wide range of topics, and they're all organized by age appropriate content. So you have a really young one, you can go to Pebble Go and you can find some great information on things that they're going to love to look up.
Yeah, Melcat is such like a treasure trove of just amazing resources. Just highly recommend everything on there, just perusing and
Oh, yeah.
So we also have a book bundling service. And what that is it's just a form that you fill out and it gets sent to us and we'll pull books for you based on any subject you're interested in. And then the cool thing is once we pull the books, it just basically notifies you to let you know that they're available. So it's super awesome. All right. So I think that wraps up this podcast. Thank you all so much for joining us. Bye.
Bye.